We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the brand new Mishnah in Tes Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the sugya now of Saris, and in regards to the dinim of Yibum, Chalitza and Yibum. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati, I heard, a Saris is someone who cannot have children. So, and there's two types of Sarisim, a Saris Chama and a Saris Adam. A Saris Chama actually does not have the lav of lo yavoi patsu daka akroshif chavakal Hashem, doesn't have his issa lav, and a sris odom does. Sris chama means someone who's born min hashemayim, comes min hashemayim, he's born that way, that's a sris chama. Sris odom is someone who something happens later on, so usually a sris odom is usher to marry someone. Now there's another halacha that it says that the reason why we do yibum is because lo yamacha shmoi mi Yisrael. So if you can't have children anyway, so maybe there's a p'tur yibum. So that's the discussion in our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shemati, I heard, Shasaris Chaylitz v'chotz m'lishtoi, that if the Saris is the brother, he's chayv and chalitza, and if he's married and he dies, v'chotz m'lishtoi, his wife gets chalitza also. And you don't say, oh, his shmoy was machui already, that he never could have children anyway, so no din yibum. No, we say there's din yibum. And a different time I learned that a Saris can't do chalitza because he can't have children, and there's no chalitza to his wife either because he can't have children. I don't know when to say this, when to say that. The same word Saris. So I'll explain it to you. Sris Adam, if it's Sris Adam, then chalitz, he gives chalitza and he chalitz to his wife. Why? Because there was a Shasa Kaisha, and therefore it's not called Shmoy Machui. Since there was a point in his life he could have children, he's not called Shmoy Machui. Therefore, you give Chalitza to his wife if he dies, and he also gives Chalitza because it's not called Shmoy Machui. He's Usher in the Yevamah, this Alav, so tomorrow we'll discuss that. So that's Shris Adam. Shris Chama, there's no chalitza. He can't give chalitza because he's a person who cannot have children, never can have children. And you don't give chalitza to his wife. He never was able to have children. He never was in a matzav where he was a bar hachi to have children. Therefore, he's called shmai machoi, and he's no shaykhis to chalitza. That's Rabbi Kiva's pshat. What?
Because his
wife could have kids. What do you mean? There's no chi of chalitza, because the only time chi of chalitza is if this couple could have had children and they weren't zayich for the children, so you do yibum. But here, they never could have children anyway, so there's no yibum. That's Rabbi Kiva's pshat in the chil between two sarisim. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Eloi, ki elo sris chama, the opposite. It says sris chama, if someone was born that way, chayla tzachos neshtoi, why? Because past lever four. Sris Adam, someone who got his is evare a leda damaged? Why? There's no refuah. So Rabbi Kiva is mechalek. He says Sris Adam is better because it has a shasa kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says Sris Cham is better because it has a refuah. Hey, Rabbi Shuvah Meseira, a Ben Megusas, a person, his name was Ben Megusas. Shohei Brishlaim, he was a Sris Adam. He was a Sris Adam. V'yivmai is ishtoi and Taka. They did yibum his wife. Like Kayim did Rabbi Kiva, it's like Rabbi Kiva holds that a Sris Adam has Shasa Kaisha, and therefore it's not called Shmai Machu, and it is a Chiyav Yibum on his wife. Now this Mishnah gives you a few kolam. Hasaris, Lecholot, Lemiyavim, it's no Chalitza, no Yibum, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara, which type of Saris. V'chein Islandis, Lecholetza, Lecholetza, same thing by Islandis also, it's no Chalitza to Islandis, there's no Yibum. Why? Because you can't have children. A Saris that did Chalitza, wasn't supposed to, he did Chalitza to his Yivama, his brother died, and he gave Chalitza to his brother's wife. Loi Pasla, there's no Psul, because it's not a Chalitza, so it doesn't Pasla for Lakuna. Bala, if he went ahead and did Yibum, Pasla, made her Pasla, but it's Bilas Nos, because it's a Eshus Ach, it's his brother's wife, Shloim Maka Mitzvah. The chain island, same halach as by island, the shechot law achim, the brothers gave her chalitza, she's not machayim chalitza, she doesn't need chalitza, but they gave her chalitza, like paslua, she's not passing out to kahuna. But if they did yibum with her, paslua, they pass her now to zayna. They should be also a bilas nos, because the bias is nos, because eishish ach, shaloi, b'makoy mitzvah. It's a brother's wife, not in the makoy mitzvah. So now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is in the discuss. The first part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Kiva says, if it's a Sris Adam, which means a person became a Saris afterwards, since he had a Shasa Kaisha, it is a Din Yibum. And therefore he says that if his wife dies, they do Yibum to, if he dies, they do Yibum to his wife. And if his brother dies, he is Mechuyiv in Chalitza and Yibum. So, more of the cash on that. Mechti. Shemina l'Rekiva, the Amri, Chayiv Elav and Chayiv Krisis Dami. We find in through the Masechta that according to Rekiva, since Chayiv Elav, Chayiv Elav is like Chayiv Krisis. It's the Mamzer from Chayiv Elav. And we know Chayiv Krisis, Lav and Chalitza Yibuninu. And Chayiv Krisis is Lav Bnei Chalitza of Yibum. There's no din. We learned that's the whole Masechta is about. You start the Masechta, the test of a rise. What does that mean? If it's an Erva, there's no Chalitza Yibum. So here, it's a Chayv Elavim, which is an Erev, according to Rabbi Kiva. So there's no Chalitza Yibum. So why over here, by a Sris Adam, is there a Din Chalitza? It says that if Reuven dies and his wife falls to Shimon, who is a Saris, a Sris Adam, the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do Chalitza. What do you mean you do Chalitza? He's an Erev. He is not allowed to marry the Yavama because he's Sris Adam. So lo yavah yivetsu adaka. I saw a Lav. But even according to Rabbi Kiva, a Lav is a Chayv Krisis. So you part of Chizah Yibum. What's going on over here? Am Rav Ami Yochum Ayaskinon. Kenchinasa Achiv Gieres. Reuven was married to Gieres, and then Reuven dies. Shimon the Saris now forced Yibum is Mechuyev in Yibum. Why? He's a Petzua Daka. No problem. A Petzua Daka is let him marry Gieres. Or Kiva Sov Lakav Yesi Domar Kahal Geim Lo Ikri Kal. Yochi, if that's the case, Yivumin Ami Yavim. You could do Yibum. So what's the Yochi? So Bishlam of his Israelis. So even though, so then we thought Pshat is that it's a lav, and according to Nat Rabbi Kiva, a lav yichayev and chalitza. You can't do yibum because it's a lav, but there is chayev chalitza because only an erva of karis passes you from chalitza and yibum. You have to chalitza. We still why do chalitza no yibum? So Swiss Adam is chalitza. Why? Because even though it's a chayev lav, but yichayev and chalitza, but you can't do yibum because of lav. But now we're saying that really chayev lavim should make you potter. So why chayev and chalitza? Because it's a gyaris. If it's a gyaris, you should be chayev and yibum. You should be chayev and yibum. As I pray to Gemara, yachi yibum nami yavim. You're right. You could do yibum. It says chaylitz chalitzim. You could do yibum also. So why do I say lashon chaylitz? Vaidi dam Rabbi Yeshua chaylitz. Since Rabbi Yeshua said chaylitz, oma iu nami chaylitz. Since Rabbi Yeshua said chaylitz, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, the reason why he can't do Yibum is because he holds Kal Geir Mikri Kal. So therefore, you only could do Chalitza. And Chayiv Elavin are Fi Rabbi Yeshua, they're B'nei Chalitza Nenu, because he holds not like Rabbi Kiva. So since Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua is not like Rabbi Kiva, he holds Kal Geir Mikri Kal, and he holds that a Chayiv Elavin, a Chayiv Chalitza, therefore he only could have Chalitza. Since he says Chalitza, therefore he also says Chalitza. But really, he could do Yibum. Take a Nami. I bring you a raya that according to Rabbi Kiva, Taka you could do Yibum. The Ketani, Hey, Rabbi Shuv Ben Beseira, Abem Magusas, Shoei Bishlaim, Sris Adam. That there was Ben, this Ben Magusas, Shlaim, he himself was a Sris Adam. The Yibum is Ishtar, the Yibum is Ishtar, the kind of Rabbi Kiva, Shmamina, the kind of Rabbi Kiva that a Sris Adam had a Shasa Kaisher, and therefore it's Shayach Yibum, it's not Shmoy Machoy. So you see, they actually did Yibum. They actually did Yibum. Shmamina, they could do Yibum. Even though, if you think about it, that's not a riot to this case. Because there wasn't a shayla of chayiv elavim. In a case where the saris is married to someone and the saris dies, there the duyibim to his wife is not a shayla of lo yavay b'tu adaka b'kal Hashem. Because the yavim is not b'tu adaka. There was handling shmai machui. So you have to know what the riot is. So that mashah deals with. Akaponim, we're not going into that now, but you have to know what the riot is. But Akaponim, you see the riot is. We're talking about yibim in the Mishnah. We have shaykhs yibim in the Mishnah. So here, when Rekiva says chaylitz, it can mean, of course, do yibum as well, because we're talking about a gyaris, that's the most harsh right now, the gyaris, and therefore we're not worried about the lav, or yavay b'tzua dam. Most of Rabba has a kasha on this pshat. It says in the Brayis like this, b'tzua daka, v'kurus shofcha, sris odom, v'hazokin. All these type of people, can't have children, o'ycholtzun o'myabim, chalitz o'yibum, keitzad, Mesu v'lehem nashim. If they die and they have wives, v'lehem achim, they have brothers. V'omdu achim also maimer b'nishusayim. They did maimer and their wives. It means even though they couldn't have children, but they did maimer and their wives. V'nashdu get or yishecholzu masha osu osu. Whatever you did, it's done. V'embalu kanu. And if you did bia yekaina, and more than that, Tali says before, even works the chatchila, since they had a shasa kosher. Since that is Shasa Kaisha, it's not called Shmei Machui, and therefore we allowed the Yibum Lechatchila. That's the halacha. Meisu Achim, let's say the brothers died, Let's say the brothers died, but Amdu Hain and the Sarisim themselves, either Saris Absurdaka, Goshilpas, Adam, El Zakin, Amdu Hain, Masa Maim, Mr. Sayim, Nostu Get, the Gibgeta, Cholzu, Masha Osu Osu, and Balukon. Here's Bidi Abed, but in Balukonu, Vasa the Kaiman, they have to give a get. Why? If it's a cross of Psuadaka, they have to give a get. So, I'm of a Kala Skinon. You see, there's a lot. And so, like Tosis explains, that going according to Rekiva here, because we're saying a Sris Adam is Chayiv and Chalitza. And still it's saying there's a lot. So, if there's a lot, why Chayiv and Chalitza? Stick a problem over here. According to Rekiva, Chayiv Lav is Chayiv Krisis, they apostle, not Pnei Chalitza Pnei Yibum. So here, what's going on here? L'chayra, there shouldn't be a chiv chalitza at all because there's a lav. And so you see over here, it's back to the same kasha, that you see that the good Sris Adam has a shasa kosher. So he's chayiv be'etzem and yibum, but here is a lav. The lav should make you erva and part of a yibum. Now, Taisa is a bum b'kasha. I'm saying, who said that there's two Rabbi Kivas? One's about Sris Adam, there's another Rabbi Kiva about chayiv lavim. Who says Bryce is going according to Rabbi Kiva of chayiv lavim? That's chayiv lavim is a chayiv krisis. We see Echanan, he holds Swiss Adam Shasta Kaisha. Maybe he holds that part of Rekiva, not the other Rekiva. That's the bottom of Taisa. So he says, I'm Vakalskin, I'm Kavakiva Asya, the Saris Adam Barchalitza Vibamu, the Tema, Dun Baholi Sarah Kavakiva, the Mashachal and Kavakrisis, and Taisa Blav Shver, Bamba Kasha. Like upon him, but the Gemara holds the Kasha, and the Gemara therefore wants to try to get a different shot in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says that a Swiss Adam is Mutta. That's for sure, Rekiva himself holds Chayiv Alav and Kavakrisis. So we had a problem on Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, don't mind Gieris. So that Teretz could have stayed because this price is not a kasha because maybe it's not going to go to Rabbi Kiva. Chayiv lavim, well, come on, the Gemara holds the kasha. So now we're back shver. What exactly is the case? How you chayiv chalitza, even though it's alav? That's the question. How you chayiv chalitza, even though it's alav? We understand that you're called Sris Adam for your shasa kasha, but how you chayiv chalitza? How you chayiv lav? You chayiv increases. That's the bomb of kasha of the Gemara. Elo Marava, going to not for loy b'shas the yibum. He was not a saris yet. Ul b'soif nifta. Then he became a saris. So therefore, the Gemara holds that since Peshas the Nefila, there was a Chiv Yibam and Chalitza, so therefore you have to do Chalitza. Now you can't do Yibam because you became a Ptua Daka. But you are Chayiv and Chalitza because Peshas the Nefila, you're not an Erva yet. That's the Teretz to the Brice and the Mishnah, that you have a Chiv Chalitza because Peshas the Nefila, he was not a Saris yet.
A regular person is married and they become a Saris, they have to
give it the war. Yeah, yes. Only Abaya, Freidim Arakash, only Abaya, but I'm going to show you that even if someone comes to Erva afterwards, you become possible Chalitza of Yibam. Only Abaya, but let the Issa Petua of Nitcha Asay the Yibam. Let the Issa Petua come and Deicha da Asay the Yibam. Mila Tana, then we learn, Legabi, the Erva of Achais Ishtoi, it says, Rav Gamil Oimer, that if someone's married to Rachel, she's a Ketana, and her sister, older sister Leah, is married to Reuven's brother, and then Shimon dies, so Reuven forced the Yibam to Reuven, but he's married to the sister. So Rav Megimel Amar in Mia Namina, if do Mia and Kotzaktana, then it works. From Lav, Tantam and Shatagdil, wait till he gets older, and then once he becomes his wife, Deraisa, and knocks out the Yavam, the Yavama. So what do you see? Even if the Achais Ishtoi happens afterwards, it knocks it out. Ashtagdil, Teitzi, Halazum, Shema Achais Isha. Ami, Osa, Issa, Achais Isha, Vedachi. Hachinam, Yerosa, Nesi, Issa, Petsu, Avanitch, let him knock it out. Let him knock it out. So what is going on over here? Let's knock it out. So back shver. We try one pshat gyeris with a kashan brisa. We try another pshat saying that the chiv chalitza happened because b'shas and the filah there wasn't a psu daka. It doesn't work either because you come psu daka afterwards you potter. So what's the case? Elam Rav Yosef, Haytana, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Not every chayv. There's a Tana holds pshat Rabbi Kiva is not every chayv elav and his chayv krisis. Only chayv elav and the she'er. Only chayv elav have to do a marriage. Psu daka. It has to do with a mum. It doesn't have to do with that through marriage, the Issa. And therefore, there's no din chayv lav and chayv krisis over there. Rabbi Yosef, why tana hach tana debay Rabbi Kiva hi, domar, mechayv lav and the she'er have a mamzer. Mechayv lav and the she'er, like a nusas ovid, for example. That has a relative. It's through, I said through marriage, really through relative. Chayv lav and the she'er have a mamzer. A chayv lav and through relatives is a mamzer. Mechayv lav and grade, which is a psuud dako, is not through relatives, that is not. Only Chayavam Desha'er, which is relatives, is there a problem of Chayavam Chakrisis, but not in a different case. Only in that case. Only in that case. So, Al Kaponim, that's what comes out over here, that we accept Shah Rabbi Kiva, because he holds this Chayavam Chakrisis. But, we have to still explain now. Now we'll go back to the Ikar of Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlokes, about a Swiss Adam, Shishchama, which one's called Shmoy Machu Yenat. And Yat Hashem, on tomorrow's year, we'll continue with that, with this Machlokes and the Bir Machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda about Shmoy Machu, Swiss Chama, and Swiss Adam.